Shows up. Is he offensive or is he defensive? no discussion of strategy whatsoever in this passage. It is simply said God has already delivered me from the lion and the bear that came against the purpose of God, and understands the reason for doing the same thing for the Jew. These two little things will appear to you in the first time of your life. Listen, David said something to you. As I spoke before, I saw you, I said to you, I said, you are here. I am with you. This is the end of the text. You can't present it. This is the beginning of the end of the text. I think you grab a little bit of the beard. Wait, this is a grab of the beard. So what is it? This is a bear that you have. You know, that's me. It's a sheep. It's put me in your home. He's a teenager. He's a spotty little teenager. That's what Saul says, you're just a thief. But what could you possibly do? And sometimes we'll do what everyone else has done, except what David did here. He remembered his testimony. He talked about how Jesus was. He remembered his story. God had already done it before. He's seen him do it twice. He was looking for something that he shouldn't, that ministry shouldn't be. That there's no way that I should be a lion. I'm just a kid. But if he's done it then, it only stands to reason he will do it again. But instead, what I will do is I'll look at the lion and go, oh, I know that God did this last time. But that looks different than me. Where's David? That looks a whole lot different. A whole lot different than the bear I found this time. So I think, you know, I'm just going to take battle to battle to battle. I just can't get a break. It's battle after battle. It's not battle after battle. It's victory after victory after victory. That's all it is. We're talking about character development. That's all it is. But instead, my perspective is, once God can give me a break, he says, oh, you look at me like that. You thought that lion was us. Wait till you see the lion. And what I do in your life, you're going to be so grateful. It might take 5 years, but you're going to look back and go, this is what God did. You didn't know that I was going to make it. I'm out with the sheep. With the sheep. And here comes the lion. And God delivered me then. I had this bill in the mail, and I thought, the insurance should have covered that. Why didn't they cover it? So I called and they said, no, we have all kinds of reasons why. And I'm like, how am I going to pay this? And sure enough, God made a way. He did it before, and he's going to do it again. Somebody's preaching today. He did it before, he's going to do it again. It only stands to reason. One preacher said, everyone else said, life is too big to fit. But David said, it's too big to miss. David keeps the same thing going when he faces the lion and he's rescued by God. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord your God. Command the armies of Israel. This day the Lord will deliver you in my hands. I will strike you down with the hand, so you do this conquer. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves you. The battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you in my hands. Right before that, the lion, as David walks out, is going to face Goliath. Put back up real quick. Saul tries to put David on, but doesn't fit, it's too big. Sometimes we'll try to get on the ground, thinking it's going to be done the way that it can. This will work for somebody. We think, this is how I can do my battle this way. God, I don't just get crazy by that. Maybe Moses just kept all the time crazy for the peace of God. That's what he did with your kids. So they're trying to wear Saul's armor. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to take it off. Grab our slingshot. We'll get a couple of rocks. You better know how to fight with that. And you know how to do that because you follow me. He shows you how to do it. So, David goes to the kids and rocks out. Good moments. We get so much food, spiritual food out of it.